Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Hello and good morning, Scott Goodman here, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio, 106.75 and 3, Voices of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Well, on September 10th, 2025, at 12:20 p.m. at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah, the life of Charlie Kirk was snuffed out by an assassin's bullet. You know, a large portion of the American people either knew very little of Charlie or knew nothing at all about the man, the movement, his hopes and dreams for the future that fueled his fire. Charlie was a co-founder of Turning Point USA with a man named Bill Montgomery that nobody knows about, really. This nonprofit organization was created to bring conservative voices to high schools, colleges, and universities in response to the suppression of conservative speech on campuses. I had the honor of meeting him a few times at fundraisers years ago. I was impressed by his casual nature and strong opinions. So today we're going to be discussing his life, his death, and the path forward as a nation. Can we use this moment as a foundation for growth, understanding, and find some common ground? I hope we can. And Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our guest today, the staff that makes the show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground, KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And Paul, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can text in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-5687, which is also KNTR. We are doing a rough show today, as you just heard from my co-host here. We've got in-house, our guest is Paul Smith, and he is a constitutionalist Democrat, and we also have our producer, Marissa June, and Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, is here, and Red Bull Ronnie, our co-creator. All right. First of all, the passing of Charlie Kirk has just been a devastating thing to our entire nation, and our world has come together. There's been a lot of stuff on social media that I'm sure that most of you have seen, and we're going to dive into that.
Well, Paul, what are your thoughts as a Havasu resident, as a Arizona resident, and as a Democrat liberal? I would assume that your feelings are similar to Republican conservative feelings. It's a tragedy. So what are your thoughts on the matter?
It is definitely a tragedy. There's no excuse ever for political violence. And America was founded on a principle that we're all equal and we all have a right to an opinion. And a difference of opinion is something that you debate, you work together, and this has worked for our country for almost 250 years.
Freedom of speech.
But what has changed is that, and the reason why Turning Point exists is not even as recently, I don't know, as 10 years ago, you could still have some form of conservative speech and speakers on universities. And then over the last number of years, it's become untenable for conservative guests to speak on universities and college campuses due to the protests that would happen and the threats. It became impossible for the universities and colleges to secure a guest and to ensure his safety. The protests that have been going on over the last decade have been horrible. And Charlie Kirk's idea was to bring conservative talk back to the universities to have an equal standing with liberals. It makes sense. So he started Turning Point with Bill Montgomery, and we'll talk about him a little bit later. But Charlie had a vision that other people had but wouldn't act on. And the movement is now going to explode, and it is exploding. The amount of outpouring of grief and shared conscious sadness over this is showing everywhere. I mean, I'm going to be going on Sunday. I'm just leaving Saturday, but to the memorial at State Farm in Goodyear to send them off, so to speak. And there's going to be 70,000 people there, most likely. It's going to be full with over capacity. Where do you see that now? You don't see that anymore, really. I mean, the outpouring of all the candlelight vigils here in Havasu and all around the country. So the question I have for you, Paul, is, do you see an end to this, or is this going to keep something that's just going to keep going with the violence? It's not just the murders, it's the attacks, the blind rage that we see.
Well, that's where we have to rely on our leadership in this country. Do we incite that, or do we prevent that?
Well, I don't know, Melissa. You're a big social media person. You're on social media frequently.
Right. Well, mental health is a huge problem here. If that person that shot Charlie Kirk was mentally unstable, I think that, how do you fix something like this? You know, you would have to fix the people.
Yeah, and
you can't fix people.
You can't. It's such an out of control feeling. The social media part of it, for my family, was a little bit different because we have been impacted recently by gun violence. The father of my children was brutally murdered last year, and they still haven't caught the guy that did it. And my one daughter had to turn off her social media because she couldn't see. They kept showing it over and over, and then my other daughter, once she saw it, she couldn't unsee it like the rest of us, and they both just had a really, really hard time. We all did.
Well, how could you not have a hard time?
And
you lose somebody
so,
like that.
Yeah, it's just so horrific, and it was so out there so quickly. You know, millions and millions of people had seen it before they could even filter it. It was just there. And it's going to be one of those things like, where were you, you know, when Charlie Kirk was killed? Like my mom remembers, you know, when Elvis died, where she was, you know, standing. It would be like that.
But
for
Elvis
us.
Died.
Right. Okay.
Elvis
JFK.
Killed. Sure. That's the difference.
Right. Those were both before I was born. So I don't really have anything to compare to in my lifetime like this.
Think about this. I'm 63 years old. Kennedy was shot in 63 in November. I was 8 months old when he died. I have a memory of that, believe it or not, of me sitting on my mom's lap, and I just remember the feeling of her tears falling onto the top of my head from her crying.
You're going to make me cry. That's so sad.
Yeah, so all of these memories, I remember exactly where I was in 9/11, but here's what I want to talk about today. Here's what's really important to me, and I think it's important to just about everybody. What positives, what growth can we get from this event? He's dead. We can't bring him back. But what positive steps forward can we utilize this moment to bring our country together and to get some traction on a better way of life for our country? Because this cannot sustain itself. This pathway that we're on right now is untenable.
And a lot of people from the left are screaming for gun control. What do you think about that?
Well, the decision to kill somebody is a personal decision. And that kind of goes back, I agree with
mental
you,
health.
To the mental health. I think it's probably safe to say that we could all agree there is no way to stop this kind of violence.
If somebody's committed to doing it, they will. And I'm going to give you an example. Some of the most compromised, most crime-ridden communities are ones that have the strictest gun controls. You know why? Because criminals don't care about the law. It's only keeping guns out of the hands of
right.
legal right to bear arms citizens, and the criminals, they're just going to get the guns anyway.
And Charlie was killed with a .30-06 Mauser. My mom has that gun for deer hunting.
I grew up with one.
Right. That's a hunting rifle.
Yes. Yeah, so think about this, though, just what you're discussing about mental health. If they banned every gun that had ever existed and they just poof like a genie and make them all disappear, okay, slingshots, okay, bows in it, composite bows.
What about that girl that was stabbed on the train?
It's not going to stop mentally ill people from committing violent crimes. There's the honest to God truth, there's really nothing we can do to prevent violent crime. A criminal who is determined, a mentally ill individual is determined to commit a crime or commit a heinous act like this, is going to get away with it and do it. They're going to do the crime. We can't prevent everything from happening.
Why wasn't his security team flying drones around and looking on roofs after?
Yeah, but it goes like the butler with Trump's assassination attempt. I mean, they had people even saw the guy on the roof, just like Charlie Kirk. People who were in the audience saw the person
on the
roof.
It's just odd to me that there weren't drones, because I have car shows at my restaurant in Desert Hills, and people show up with drones. You know, where are those, and why weren't they there?
That's a really easy question to answer. There's restricted airspace. You have to literally get permits to do that. And if you knew the estimated security team for his event was 6 people, for an event where there are 3,000 people there on a large, sprawling campus. So he doesn't have a Secret Service.
Right.
He didn't have any of that.
Right.
So,
and he had expectation to be able to speak freely without a threat of dying.
At a school?
Anywhere.
Right.
And does any of you recall what the question was just before he was killed?
It's about transgender.
Specifically about the shooting at the school just prior, about gun violence and gun control. I mean, it was just prior to his being killed.
The shooting in Colorado?
Correct. So here's the thing. We can go early on saying common ground. I think everyone in America would agree that killing somebody is not the way to, it's not an answer to anything. Civil discourse is an answer. Shouting it from the rooftops is an answer. I think we have a text.
Yes, we do. It says, these colleges, these professors, and even some high schools, part of the problem, too. I'm assuming they're talking about indoctrination.
Sure. It's okay. I'm a Republican conservative, and I'm going to tell you that every professor...
There's another one.
Hold on a second. Every professor, every teacher is being shown as a left indoctrinating liberal Democrat. It's not true at all.
It's not true. I went to college.
Yeah, so there are there some? Yes. If you look at the donations from universities and from teachers and professors at a lot of the larger universities, it's a majority of them are donating to Democratic candidates. However, that doesn't mean that the Republicans aren't. They might not just be saying anything for fear of being ostracized or being pointed at. So there's, you know, this is a two-edged thing.
Okay.
What do you got?
I got two texts here. So one says, a large part of the problem is misinformation and deliberate disinformation. 100% agree.
I agree on that.
We all agree on that. And then our next text says, if you focus on social media, the divide is getting wider. In my opinion, the right wants to mourn while the left is gloating and saying, we told you this was going to happen. Everyone should take a deep breath. Both sides should stop and realize what happened. An assassination along the same principles as the Lincoln assassination in 1865. In both cases, this country lost a vocal voice for freedom. Charlie Kirk was a life cut down like Lincoln, where we are forced to wonder about the possibilities. Now the whole world is watching as we Americans, what we Americans do in the aftermath.
Well, Paul, what are your thoughts on that text? Because I have a lot of thought on that text.
Why don't you go ahead and express your thoughts, because I'm...
So it was stating the obvious in many ways.
Social media is putting gasoline on the fire and increasing the divide.
Here's where the problem is. The disinformation that we're receiving, as I said this before and I'll say it again, you can watch an hour of MSNBC and an hour of Fox News and you think you're in two different countries.
Right. And okay. I liked what they said is on purpose disinformation.
Well, It's agenda-driven media, an agenda-driven social media. You have a platform that they're operating on, that they want to get a slant in the direction that they're... Our show, Common Ground, we have a platform. We have a conservative host with a libertarian slash right-leaning co-host and a liberal guest with one topic. That's our format. My little show, our little show here, it's just a microcosm of all social media, all media in general. They have a platform. They have an agenda. They have a direction that they want to go to appeal to the listeners and the watchers of their stuff and their media and their content. So to expect everyone to just go to the middle, it's never going to happen. So listen, I think we have to wind up. I think we're moving quickly through our segment. We got to catch you in about a minute or two on Common Ground on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Voice of the Free. That's right, baby.
With a voice full of fight, a small town believer in what he felt was right. From campus to Congress, from podcast to stage, he carried the message from youth into age. He spoke with conviction.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. You can call in at 928-854-5687 or text in 928-727-5566. I'm going to do a quick shout out to our sponsors, Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Top Turf AZ, Martin Swanee Kingman, Neat Pools and Supply, and Cloud Slingers. All right, back to the show. I do have a couple text messages that came in during the commercial.
Let's finish addressing the social media. I think Paul has some comments on the previous text.
The social media.
Yeah, social media, you can't ignore the money that's involved there. The people that get paid by the clicks. But more importantly, who benefits from the discourse amongst Americans? It's not the Americans. We don't benefit.
Not the discourse, the divide.
Okay.
They benefit from the divide.
Okay.
From the
who benefits?
And
Israel?
America doesn't benefit from that. Years ago, I saw a cartoon. King standing in his castle with his advisor next to him and a crowd of angry people in front of him carrying pitchforks and torches. And the advisor is telling the king, you don't have to fight them all. You just have to convince the pitchfork people that the torch people want to take away their pitchforks. There's a lot of truth to that.
Sure. Creating conflict and creating a divide.
For almost 250 years, this country, because of our Constitution and our open freedom of speech, has been a very decent, successful, and powerful nation. And who benefits from attacking each other?
Okay, so our president is constantly being accused of creating distractions to point things away from what's going on in his world. So this is what they're saying, many people are saying. This, what's going on with the dividing our country from foreign sources, it only benefits them because it's a distraction from what their agenda is and what they're trying to do.
And they're using that.
That's what I'm saying.
They're using that to get us to attack each other.
Correct. It's an ongoing process. The only thing that will stop all of this, honestly, the only thing that can stop all of this is a kumbaya moment. This could be one, and I'm seeing some things, some light being shined on that. The liberal media is covering Charlie Kirk's assassination with vigor and not holding back. Institutions across the country are laying off, terminating, or disciplining people for vulgar hate speech against Charlie Kirk and the family and the movement.
But you realize that that's not what Charlie stood for.
No.
Charlie stood for the First Amendment, free speech. People labeled some of the things he said hate speech.
It was.
Well, you know what? If we label each other's comments and beliefs as hate speech, then it's real easy to divide us.
Okay, so what I'm saying, though, is not necessarily, I think you're missing my message. My message specifically is there was a time very recently where there'd be no reporting. There'd be cursory reporting. What I'm saying is that the left as a whole and the left-leaning media was giving the respect that was deserved for this event, okay? And I'm applauding them for doing so, okay? Because I expected worse. And I was happy to see that there was ample coverage of the tragedy that happened and the support of the liberal community for the family and for the people who were adversely impacted by his death. It's not curtailing speech, but when somebody is literally in a hospital room, like the doctor who was just resigned, dancing in the hallways with a nurse,
that's outrageous.
Over his death, there is freedom of speech, but there's also decorum.
There's no freedom
and
of
consequences.
Consequences, yeah.
Right. And decorum. You know, listen, you're in an environment with patients and nurses and staff, and you're dancing. We have more text.
Yes, I do. This one says, anyone who refers to the left as a unified group with the same feelings, goals, and ambitions is mischaracterizing that group.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree with that as well. Well, I will qualify. It also applies to the right. You've got ultra-right-wing factions. You've got every group has splintered groups.
100%.
So
I would actually go further. It isn't us versus them. It's the majority of America is decent, law-abiding, believes in our Constitution. We've got extremists, okay?
I'd say it's 10% on each side, 15% at the most.
And look at the voice they're getting because of social media.
Correct.
The good, decent, 80%, I like your number better than what I was going to say. I was going to say 60%. The good, decent Americans need to stand up. There's nobody I know, and I know libertarians, Republicans, and Democrats, that had take any pleasure in seeing a father, a son, a brother, get murdered because they didn't like what he said. No. And I'm going to go back to what you were saying. I've seen nothing but compassion from the Democrats that are in office.
Generally speaking, yes, agreed.
Yeah, and they're talking about the real problem, this political violence. And somebody from the outside of our country is getting us to feed into this?
And inside the country, both.
Okay, so we have a couple more texts here. This one says, journalists are getting fired for simply reposting stuff that Charlie Kirk said. So they're using that quote where he was talking about gun, like the Second Amendment was... you were going to have a couple losses, you know,
right.
Basically. And so there.
Well, I have a number
sure
of
you've
his
seen
quotes.
I'm sure you've seen that quote.
Well, there was the one quote that he said that he says that in, I think it was Chicago, that, quote unquote, blacks were, or paraphrasing, but blacks were roving the city to kill whites, to hunt down whites.
When was that?
Charlie Kirk.
Early in his career, yes. Early in his career. And also, as I discussed before.
10 years ago?
Yes. Or a little more, maybe even, back in 2012, 13, early on, when he was 18, 19 years old. He also stated that, paraphrasing again, that the civil rights and mostly the segregation movement and the desegregation, it was wrong because it was done improperly. And he, you know, he has said some interesting things, but he evolved.
But weren't those his opinions?
Those were his opinions, and he's allowed to have those opinions. But he was attacked for them. But hold on. But referencing that text, whoever sent the text, people are being disciplined and fired, but the people who are disciplining them are under an inordinate amount of pressure for previous actions or inactions. Media has been getting sued left and right for their lack of credibility and their improper reporting or biased reporting. So I think that they're being put under a tremendous amount of pressure to watch out for things like that to happen.
I think I saw somewhere that Trump was going after New York Times for
another
a huge amount of money.
Exactly. So what was this next
Okay,
text?
So we have another. And this one sort of touches a little bit how we were talking before the show about the people that have been assassinated in the past, the big ones, you know, MLK, JFK, all being Democrat.
Right.
This is the Charlie Kirk is the first Republican big one that was assassinated.
That is correct.
Right. Okay. So this one says, and the text is a little jarbled, so forgive me as I try to make it through this one. Most of the past people historically that were assassinated, the people that do such things aren't mentally ill, nor have we questioned them. Sane people are perfectly capable of talking out violence or taking out violence on those that they don't agree with. There should be the removal of private property statutes that state no firearms on campus, for example. Better armed individuals deter the actions of taking out violence on others. So
I literally disagree with all of that.
That was a little jarbled, but
well,
it
no,
was
the jarbled part. Go ahead.
And
difficult.
Each one of those cases, an individual made a decision to pull a trigger
right.
to kill another human being. Now you can't justify that anywhere.
So that being said, the reality of the situation is as follows: does the general population believe that a person who actually pulls a trigger and kills someone intentionally? Doesn't that inherently tell you that they are mentally ill? Because
yes.
taking of a human life
100%.
Is... 100%. Right, so...
Right.
Oh, we're up on against another break? Oh, my God, I got my engineer-producer telling me I got to go, but we'll get back to you on KNTR Common Ground. I got more things to say. So we'll be back here on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Common Ground.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Call us in at 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. I'm going to do a quick shout out to part of our sponsors. Blonzy Steakhouse, voted Havasu's best steakhouse, located at 4501 London Bridge Road out in Desert Hills. Open at 7 a.m. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. Waiting for days for shipping on finding something out of stock? You don't have to. Golden Valley Auto Parts Hardware. They have everything online that you could possibly need. Go to goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in the store. They're just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Next, we have Annie's Thrift Shop. Annie's Thrift Shop is not just a bargain. It's a blessing. They're thrifting with a purpose. Everything that you buy from there, they make a donation to a local charity. And Top Turf AZ, the largest showroom in Lake Havasu. Unbeatable wholesale pricing. They are located at 92 North Lake Havasu, and they will meet or match any competitor's price guarantee. Okay, back to the show. We were just talking with our guest, Paul Smith, who is a constitutionalist Democrat, and about the slaughter and of Charlie Kirk and the gun violence that we are dealing with in America, and social media, the divide that is, it seems to be putting gasoline on that fire, making the divide bigger. Opinions are really, really strong, and tempers are really, really high, and people are really mad,
well,
Erica included.
Well, the most important thing, going back to your discussion, your statements, Paul, is the social media impact and the disinformation on every side.
The on-purpose disinformation.
I think we have a caller.
I hate that.
Hello, caller. You're on KNTR Talk Radio Common Ground.
Hey, Scott. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm okay, and I do just have a comment.
Sure.
That I know Melissa's talking right now. I'll turn this down. So let me know.
It's a time delay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I understand. okay, so what my opinion is, what is needed, one of the things that is needed right now in our country is for leadership to take a calm, measured approach. And that is unfortunately not what we're seeing from a lot of our current leaders.
On both sides.
Well, I'm specifically referring to Stephen Miller, and even J.D. Vance have recently been vilifying the left, again, using that broad generalization to indict everybody who disagrees with them. And that is really not the way our democracy is supposed to work.
Right.
People have a right to have a dissenting opinion.
And that's why Charlie was murdered for having a dissenting opinion.
But
yes,
the knee-jerk reaction.
What they're talking about now, it is a knee-jerk reaction on their part to blame everybody who disagrees with them for this murder because only one person shot Charlie Kirk.
Well, let me ask you a question,
leaders, Catherine. When we have leaders who come out and say things even before we have any information about the shooter at all, we had our president saying, this is from the left. And it's just frankly irresponsible.
Sure.
It is
irresponsible. And other people like, I don't know, Jasmine Crockett or Ilhan Omar, who say heinous things and terrible things that are not restrained and are not conciliatory, it goes both ways.
Well, just like everything.
Right.
Pretty much everything does. So anyhow, I really wish that we had leaders who would take a little bit more measured response.
I agree with you on that, Catherine. I agree that we should. Go ahead.
They are speaking really for the whole country when they speak, but they are trying to vilify and attack half of the people in this country, which does absolutely nothing but divide us further.
Hey, well, Catherine.
That's not leadership.
Catherine,
yes,
we have a text relating with you.
I just got a text, and it says here, the Pima County, is that how you say that
Pima.
Word?
Yeah.
Pima. The Pima County Sheriff's deputy is posting online that Trump should be hanged and is calling for a revolution. He is a sworn officer of the law. Is that not irresponsible and worthy of suspension and possible termination? In this case, responsible citizens saw something and said something. The Secret Service is now involved.
But are they saying that kind of action should be taken against J.D. Vance because he spoke irresponsibly?
Where's the line, Catherine?
That's a very good question.
Well,
the line really is what is inflammatory and what is not.
Who
and
makes
not
that
only
determination?
That, what is true?
What's inflammatory to you?
A sheriff deputy post something like that, or frankly, anyone, whether you're a sheriff's deputy or not, no one should be posting stuff like that.
Yeah.
That, to me, is definitely across the line. Don't call for violence at all.
This is another text.
No calls for violence. That's the line.
This is a text specifically to you. It says, response to the caller, you have people celebrating his death, and that is on the left.
So,
I've heard you guys say that a couple of times, and I'm curious as to who is doing this celebration, because you can consider me someone on the left, but I have not heard anything about anybody. Everyone in my circle is appalled.
Yep.
I have not heard any single person.
So what about Dowd getting fired on MSNBC for his comments,
right,
and other people
what was his comment?
How could you have not seen us?
What was his comment?
I don't have the quotes, and I'm not going to misquote them, but I listened to it, and in my mind, it was very inflammatory.
Let me say this. When you repost or repeat something that Charlie Kirk said, and then you get fired for that, how is that celebrating? If you're just reposting something
Charlie Kirk said, tell me
how that is celebrating his death.
Okay, but
saying things like he deserved.
Hold on, time out. Catherine,
That's an assumption
Catherine, let me talk. Catherine, no. What you're saying
yes,
specifically is that somebody reposting or reprinting something that Charlie Kirk has said, that is not the same as celebrating. That is just recanting something.
No.
I'm talking about there are people. There was a doctor who resigned yesterday who was celebrating dancing and in front of a nurse in a hospital, et cetera. Okay? She openly realized she made a mistake, and she resigned from her position. I'm literally talking about people who are saying there should be more of them. there's no loss here. About time. Comments like
well,
that. But those are like 1%. Those are like less
exactly.
than 1%.
Exactly. They're an extremely small percentage
sure.
of anyone. And
I'm
going to
call them morons.
We all condemn that behavior.
But we
yes,
have elected officials in the highest offices in our government pointing fingers before they even know.
You mean, are you talking about J.D. Vance?
Talking about
yeah.
the president.
Well, the first reaction
the
of
president.
The president was, it's left. This is before we even knew what it was. And that's the problem.
The problem.
We need leadership that is going to tamp down and get the 80% of Americans the safety and the freedom that we have guaranteed to us in the Constitution.
Do you believe that the previous administration, if it happened in our previous administration, would have handled it differently or better, or would have tamped it down, would have kept the country calm?
I really do.
Well, we'll never know.
Really?
But, Catherine, I appreciate your call,
really?
And I appreciate
okay.
all your efforts on bringing guests onto my show. Thank you, Catherine.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, in regards to the text that we're receiving, by the way, all you people who are texting and calling, we really do appreciate it. Our show is only made possible by your listening and paying attention to what we're talking about. But I think it's safe to say that talking about fringe elements, there are times, and I'm a huge Trump supporter, I'm a huge Republican conservative, Trump puts his foot in his mouth frequently. And
sure.
he doesn't have a filter. He doesn't have a governor, and he's often has knee-jerk reactions to.
And I think some of the advisors around him don't help him.
No, and so later on, when he gets more information, he generally tends to update. But his initial reactions are inflammatory at times,
yes.
and can cause a lot of problems for people. And I get that. But the thing I really really have to stress here. Is that Charlie Kirk, as his evolution began as an 18-year-old high school graduate, was saying things that a lot of 18-year-old high school graduates might say. Misinformation, talking out the side of his mouth, not really sure of what the information he's getting is correct. He's made some inflammatory quotes, but he's also made some amazing quotes. Here's just a couple quick ones. If you believe in something, you need to have the courage to fight for those ideas and not run away from them and try to silence them. That's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deliberately distort and selectively present the truth, you lie. That's a great line. But along with those great lines, he's made some whoppers.
Yeah.
And in the past, and he's had to recant them, and he's had to mea culpas for them in the past. Just as we've all said some crazy things in our youth.
Oh,
we have
another call.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
You're on KNTR Talk Radio. It's Common Ground.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to comment. I know Charlie was killed for what he represented, but this is just my opinion. Maybe they felt threatened because he could be a possible future vice president or presidential candidate. I mean, I thought he was smart enough to be one.
We'll never know.
Right.
No.
And, you know, you're probably right that in some people's minds, they feel threatened by him because of his overwhelming presence on the university's college campuses. Remember now, the person who allegedly, because we're pretty sure he did, but a person who allegedly assassinated him was 22 years old.
Yeah.
College age. You know, so he's on and present in college campuses, high schools, and universities all over the country in hundreds of locations. And so his presence is known, and if you listen to him, you're right. He was definitely a potential candidate as president of the United States, for sure. He's 31 years old. His whole life was in front of him.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
And he was
a
friend of J.D. Vance.
A friend of a lot of people.
In the circle of Trump. Mm-hmm.
So listen, we're going to go on our final break, and we'll be back here shortly on KNTR Talk Radio, Common Ground, 106.75 and free.
Voice of the Free.
See you shortly.
Silver spoon in hand, y'all don't to help themselves, y'all. But when the
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.753 Voice of the Free. Call in at 928-854-KNTR or text in 928-727-5566. Got a couple more sponsors here. Martin Swanee Kingman. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been in business, celebrating over 40 years of one happy driver at a time. They are right off of East Andy Devine in Kingman. Next is Neat Pool and Supply. They are right in the heart of Lake Havasu City since 1970. They have absolutely everything that you need for your backyard oasis, and they are at 52 Scott Drive. And then Cloud Slingers, the largest vape shop in Arizona with 13 locations, including Lake Havasu City, Bullhead, and Kingman. Top shelf unbeatable service. This is your vape freedom. If you mention the promo code KNTR or Common Ground, you get 10% off your entire purchase. You can go to cloudslingers.com or go into the store today. Okay, back to the program here.
Well, so listen, one more quote, which is important because a lot of people, we grow up, when he was a young man, Charlie Kirk, and he died at 31, his opinions and his way of life and his vision changed. One of them was, you know, getting married, I think it was 4 years ago, changed his life and his burgeoning faith. And he's, a lover of God and is always talking about his relationship with Jesus and all that. I'm a Jew, and, you know, I have my own religious beliefs. But he has a quote here, "I want to be remembered for the courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing is my faith," Charlie Kirk. He said that. That was in June on his podcast, this June. He was a religious man. He became more religious as time went on. So his earlier beliefs evolved to his current, up until the day he died, was evolving. It was an ongoing thing. But a lot of people don't know what turning point is and what it was and what it will be. So in 2012, he was speaking at a high school event. He was still graduating high school. And a gentleman named Bill Montgomery, who at the time was like 70 years old, a very influential, wealthy man, saw who he was and what he represented and convinced him to not go to college and to start an organization together with him called Turning Point. And it turned into the largest on-campus, fastest-growing group currently. It's blossoming huge. Unfortunately, Bill Montgomery died, I believe, in 2020 from COVID. Otherwise, he may still be here, but I think we have another text.
I do. This is an interesting angle. It's been reported that the assassin was a gamer. And I'm not putting all gamers in a category, but is it possible that violent games impact people? Also, there's a difference between mental illness and evil.
Okay, I'm going to jump in with this. I played a few games that could be considered violent. It has never possessed me to do anything to that degree. It is not just the games alone. These people have some sort of mental illness or tragedy deep down that's affecting them and making them go through with these decisions.
Well, what I can tell you is that this person, they're bringing up things that I think are relatively, completely irrelevant. He apparently had a live-in transgender person who was transitioning from a man to a woman. I think that has literally, in my mind, nothing to do with any of this. This person's cooperating. But I think that a person doesn't have to necessarily be mentally ill. They could be just straight up evil. I don't think this is the case. I believe that this person was lonely, was heavily influenced by online persuasion from different groups, and maybe egging him on, agreeing with him, and helping him, just like Charlie Kirk evolved on who he was and how he represented
right.
himself. He evolved in a negative way to be an assassin.
But something has to stem, I don't think people are born evil. Something has to cause them to
go
that way.
George Thurgood was bad to the bone.
Okay. But besides that,
I'm just kidding.
Something has to happen in their life for them to transition to make these decisions. I don't think anyone is purely born evil.
Well, look at
something
had
to have happened.
But look at but look at his upbringing. He was a well-to-do family, Republican, conservative, Mormon. He was a honors student, straight A's, apparently.
His father was a sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, he had every possibility to have a great future. If, from what I'm reading, he had a university's sponsorship. Oh, how much time do we have, dear?
We're wrapping up the show already.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, common ground, we can all agree 100% that this was a wrong thing. I hope that they find out the root cause of this, and I hope that nobody else follows his lead and just follows Charlie's lead in hopefully making our country a better place.
Right.
And we'll catch you next Tuesday on Common Ground, and you have yourself a wonderful day. 106.7, 5, and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Common Ground. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
See you next Tuesday. God.
JJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.